When asked how many cyber attacks have happened, Arthur House, chairman of the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, says he can't go into much detail.
A lot, and of varying degrees. And that's the point. When is an almost got through? When is just a simple effort to try to steal billing information, social security numbers, that sort of stuff.
As an example, Governor Malloy pointed out the state government's systems have to deal with more than 40 million probes a year. The governor's plan would develop standards so regulators can judge how well the utility companies have defended themselves. Companies would also have to consider running more cybersecurity drills and doing audits of their defenses. The federal government doesn't regulate utilities. That's up to the states. Malloy says Connecticut is the first state to work on such plans with utilities, and he hopes to lead.
Sitting in those national defense briefings, which I receive a couple of times a year, it hit me that we were underprepared.
Representatives from Connecticut's two regulated utilities say the bulk transmission systems are highly computerized. When you get to the substations and lines that deliver power to neighborhoods, those are less computerized. But that's expected to change in the future as companies adopt technology like smart grids. Alan Yu, WNPR News.